9 months ago today, the city of Philadelphia was closed for business. And literally, there was no in or out unless you had a special pass. The city was on lockdown, security was high, as we awaited the arrival of Pope Francis, the successor of St. Peter, the visible head of the Catholic Church. By this hour, 7:30, I was already in my second row pew in the cathedral. I lucked out that day. The excitement was pretty high. You've heard of snowstorm babies, right? Well, 9 months after that visit, the reality of Pope Francis' babies is coming to birth. The fruit of his visit continues. This afternoon, I'll baptize 4 babies. They might have been the fruit of that visit. None of them are named Francis, though. I call that great event to mind this morning, not only because of the calendar, but because of the readings today. We have readings that highlight mission, that speak of Jesus' travel and movement, of his zeal for souls. And that mission of the Lord Jesus recalled today continues. It was the mission of Jesus that brought Pope Francis to Philadelphia and the United States. Specifically, it was the World Meeting of Families, a meeting that's held every 4 years in a particular place on the globe. And Philadelphia was the center stage. You and I, even if you were not there, had a front row seat of the mission of God continuing. On this 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time, these readings speak of that mission and how that mission of God is engaged or not engaged. The first reading shows us Elijah and Elisha. Elijah passing on his mission to his descendant, Elisha. And Elisha engages that mission with a total break. Elisha was a farmer. And we see him today hearing that call to follow a new way of life. And what does he do? He burns his farm equipment. He sacrifices his oxen so as to be free for mission. We hear of Jesus at this point in time in the gospel. St. Luke tells us that he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. In the Greek, it means he set his face toward Jerusalem. There's no turning back. Jesus on mission. We see that the disciples who he calls, they're not so resolute. They get stuck. But Jesus continues to move on without home, without hesitation, and without looking back. And as he does so, he continues to invite others to follow, sharing his missionary call and welcoming others on the way. My friends, this week, July 1st, we celebrate a man who answered that missionary call of the Lord, a man who Pope Francis recognized while he was here in the United States, Junipero Serra. This week we'll celebrate him as a saint for the first time. Pope Francis canonized him at Catholic University last September. While this country was being born in 1776, Junipero Serra was busy on the West Coast with the mission of Jesus Christ. He traveled thousands of miles. They say he walked the equivalent of the entire globe, up and down the California coast. Many of you have probably been to his missions. His motto was that of today's gospel. Siempre adelante, nunca atrás. Always forward, never behind. Pope Francis repeated that over and over during his trip to the United States 9 months ago. And he invited you and I to make that motto our own. Siempre adelante, always forward. Nunca atrás, never behind. How to engage such a motto? How to embrace such a way of life? I suppose we could do what Elijah did. We could make a clean break. We could burn down the old. And you know, in regards to sin and addiction, you know, that's the only thing that works. You can't toy with sin. You can't have a little bit of drink. A clean break. But there's always the habit of looking back, isn't there? There's always the habit of smelling the old. I wonder if Elisha did that. You know, as he watched his farm equipment go up, the smell of that sacrifice, I wonder if it ever hindered him in his embrace of the new. St. Paul, speaking to the Galatians today, tells them that Christ set us free, not just from sin, but for loving service. He set us free for something, not just from something. And Jesus himself, setting his face, what does that do? Well, it orients our senses toward the new. Our ears, our nose, our eyes. Setting our face towards something so as not to get caught up with our senses, with our thoughts, with our heads in the past, but to always be moving forward, never behind. This past week, I had the great joy of meeting for the first time with our newly formed pastoral council, members of our community who you nominated back in April, and they've been selected. Their names are in the bulletin last week. We met on Thursday evening. And I dusted off the parish mission statement that's on our church bulletin every week, front page. You'll see it as you go home today. It's there every week. A parish in the process of strengthening our Catholic community, seeking to make the gospel of Jesus Christ better known and loved through prayer, stewardship, and good works. My friends, the mission of Jesus Christ continues. And as he did in his own day, he continues to invite disciples to follow him, to be about that. And now is a perfect time to be about that. This week, aware of God's great love for us, of his abundant mercy upon our lives, and his continued call. Let's heed it. And as we celebrate St. Junipero Serra this week, July 1st, let us make his motto our own. Siempre adelante, nunca atrás. And it's to the extent that we do that, that we will be full of missionary zeal, not just being people against things, but people for things, for one another, for Almighty God, and for his mission, for which he continues to seek men and women to be about. We stand now and we profess our Christian faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things.
our prayers of intercession as part of our pilgrimage of faith and following Christ to eternal Jerusalem, let us present to him our prayers of petition.
For unity and peace throughout the Catholic Church on earth, and for religious freedom, that is most basic right, the right to freedom of conscience, be protected. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to terrorism throughout the world, that Saint Michael, the Archangel, may interrupt all evil planning, that Saint Raphael may bring healing to those who mourn, and Saint Gabriel may fill our minds with good news. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those parts of our country suffering from wildfires, extreme temperatures, and floodings, that the efforts of firefighters, military, and those who serve may prove effective in bringing relief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the unemployed and the underemployed of our parish, that they may find meaningful work to provide for themselves and their families, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in our parish serving in the Family Promise program this week, that they may experience the joy of service and the presence of Christ and those they serve, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and those who care for them, for the deceased and those who mourn, that all might be comforted by the presence of the risen Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray now the year of mercy prayer, which may be found in your pew. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is hope, where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. We ask this for Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks. He gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The eyes of all look to you, Lord, and you give them their food in due season.
Thank you.
Let us pray. May this divine sacrifice we have offered and received fill us with life, O Lord, we pray, so that, bound to you in lasting charity, we may bear fruit that lasts forever, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. May Almighty God bless you, God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God. Have a good week, everyone. We'll do Holy God.
Holy God.